Let us rise to sing the hymn as our response to the word. It's the faith we sing 2238 in the midst of new dimensions.
Amen. You may be seated. Let's prepare to have a communion. You turn your hymnal, page 12. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us have a moment of silence. It's time for you to honestly confess your sins if the Holy Spirit enlightens you. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. that proves God's power toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. Let's turn to great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and the Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take it, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Church, and with your Holy Spirit in your Holy Church. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed by thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body. For we all partake the one loaf, the bread which we break. It is a means of sharing in the body of Christ. And the cup over which we give thanks is a sharing of the blood of Christ. Ushers of communion, would you come forward? My brothers and sisters in Christ, table is prepared. Christ invites everyone who wants to receive the elements. God, because he loves us. He wants us to be free from the sin and death. He wants us to enjoy our freedom, our liberty. Amen. You all got the communion elements? Now is time. Let's all take together. Thinking of Jesus, come right this time in front of you, give this, his body and his blood to you. Take your bread and drink the juice which is shed for you. This is not a real wine. I just want to make sure. Page 11, you can find the prayer that after taking a cup and bread. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, God's people said, Amen. Would you rise for the benediction? Let us delight in the steadfast love of God.
As we share our weaknesses or celebrate our strength,
let us rejoice in God's glory.
As we rejoice in our individual and our community,
let us remember God who guides our path. May the divine image dance within us forevermore. Amen. Amen. The worship service is over. Blessings to you on this Independence holiday. Go with God enjoy your time with the family. Amen.